Prime Minister Hudson. Good afternoon, welcome. We've seen your original one-page submission. Thanks for sending that in, and I see you've tabled something else for us to look at today. Is that correct?
Oh, that was pre-circulated.
Yeah, okay. Tabled it up today. It wasn't pre-circulated to the panel.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to the hearing. No doubt you've read the submission, and there's a lot in there that you've probably heard many times before. But we've at Lower Gorge, which is in the foothills of the Hokanui's, and we've been running sheep and beef cattle there for 34 years. Our farm is deemed as bedrock hill country with patches of oxidising greyland areas. Now, what I'd like to stress from that is that we have actually come down in stock numbers over the years. As the debts come down, the stock numbers have come down. Yet we seem to be lumbered in. We have not changed our farming policy one bit, but we've lumbered in with everything else. So we're getting penalised for, what's going on elsewhere. My wife, she doesn't now, but she tested the water onto our property. We're back onto the Hokanui State Forest. She tested the water onto our property, and she tested the water off at the other end of the property. We're in the headwaters of the Makarua River. And the rule at our place was that it had to be as good going off as what it was coming on. And it just comes out under the fence, out of the bush. The biggest source of sediment in the water is out of the native bush. That's the biggest source of sediment in the catchment in our property. I'll just run through the drainage one. Southland's built on tiles. When I was in my teens, we put 6, 8, sometimes 10,000 tiles in a year. So to say that you can't put tiles in without a consent is absolutely ridiculous. And the drainage rule, in its present form, needs to be removed. As I explained, we have not changed our farming practice whatsoever. We've been working closely with the valuer and real estate people to get a value of our property. If Environment Southland invoke the rules as they are now, they will be liable if they devalue our property. Make no mistake about it. You will be liable if you devalue our property. This is for our family. So be very, very careful what you come up with in these rules, because a lot of our property is hill country, all bar about 40 hectares. And the other one is, who's going to measure all these hills? Who's going to go around and measure the slopes? These are hills we used to work with crawler tractors, and now we work with reasonable size four-wheel drives. As was explained earlier in the hearing, if you've got a run out at the bottom, you're fine, and we've been doing that all our lives. So Environment South need to be very, very careful that they don't end up with a huge compensation bill. The intensive winter grazing is that we fence off all waterways to 3 metres and we graze our stock on fodder crops, swedes or kale. The cultivation one, we have to cultivate, and we have to cultivate approximately every 10 years. In some parts of the farm, we have to cultivate more often. It reverts very quickly if we don't control the pastures. Some of the property is above 700 metres, right up at the bush, which means it's useless. It's useless to us and it's useless to our family. That's where they need to be very careful as to what they do there. And the 20% degrees above 700 metres, the rule is absolutely ridiculously unpractical. Dead holes. Anyone with half a brain is not going to dig a dead hole near a creek. Most farmers know where to dig a dead hole. We've been doing it for years. We know to get it fenced off. We know not to have the offal coming out of there into the waterways. And at our place, with my wife doing the testing, you were told in no uncertain terms if you'd done something wrong. These plans have been written by people who are obviously not farmers and have no concept of practical everyday working of necessary seasonal farming activities. There should be no need to apply for resource consent to maintain everyday essential farming activities. What we're saying is that we're bogged with paperwork now. Our family are looking at us sideways and saying, is this worth the effort? We've fenced off the waterways. We've got the Makarewa River fenced off, and the fence has fallen into the river already. That's five and a half years ago. So we have to start now and put rocks in it and try and build the banks up again and flood proof it. So our gripe is that we're being bundled with everyone else. We haven't changed. We've dropped our stock numbers as our debts come down. And yet we're still being labelled in with everyone else. And the water quality that comes onto our property is just as good when it goes off down the river. She's tested it for years.
That's it? Yep. Okay, we'll see if we have questions for you. Morris, start at the end of the table.
Well, no thanks, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
It's very clear, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Lloyd?
Did you know any of the numbers on the water test? Did you?
No, I don't.
You don't know that? No. Have you worked with the Land Sustainability staff at all?
No.
Or you haven't done any farm plans or any?
No.
What's your view on doing those sorts of things?
My view on doing those sorts of things is that it's acceptable as long as it's not restrictive.
So if you could do it yourself, you'd be happy to do something along that line?
Yeah. What I'm trying to get through is that to restrict us, or to say, if you're in the black, you can be green. If you're in the red, you can't. It's a simple equation.
Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
And no further questions from me. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.